Welcome to 100 Ways, your simple reminder that you are home wherever you are and that everything is right the way it is right now. I'm your host, Laura Christine, fellow explorer of consciousness and this amazing, beautiful world. Let's get curious, dive into the duh, and find out what's here for us today. Welcome to 100 Ways. This is your daily exploration of self and soul. I'm your host and fellow explorer, Laura Christine. Let's dive in and find our way home. As mentioned last time, I was able to get Sean and Katie on a microphone on Zoom to share some of the memories that we all have of my time at their place. So these are going to be some short snippets from that conversation, and I'm really looking forward to sharing this with you because it is almost like a little window into my journey traveling. And really what I was doing was flowing into other people's lives and seeing their different perspectives, different lifestyles, ways of seeing things and thinking and being and interacting, all while I was also trying to stay at home in myself and keep myself home in myself, which meant that I had to practice being in my true integrity with what I needed, what I wanted to express truthfully, all of these things as well with the people that I was with. I am very much looking forward to introducing you to my friends, Sean and Katie Rose. How annoying was I really about how cold it was?
How annoying were you?
As far as house guests go, I can honestly say you were not annoying, like really at all. You really worked. You were very delightful. And I say that with all honesty.
Yeah, no, you were a great house guest. You could come and stay with us at any time.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome back.
Oh, thank you. Well, and I hope that you know you're welcome here now in Vermont.
We might have to take you up on that.
I really would. Okay, well, I thought I was pretty annoying. Maybe I was just annoyed, but I was never annoyed with you two. I was just annoyed with how cold I was.
True. You did not enjoy the temperature when you first got there.
I didn't.
I don't blame you.
We didn't enjoy the temperature when you first got there. So it's right. Okay.
Okay, cool. Another thing that comes to my mind right away is how much I learned about cows. Because Katie's dad happens to run a dairy farm, and also because there were cows around. Do you remember when BB got loose? Can we talk about BB? Like, who is BB?
We certainly can talk about BB.
We haven't seen him in a while.
BB was the neighbor's bull that liked to get out, and he would just tromp up and down the road when he got out because there was ladies around, and he needed to go see them.
Do you remember the determination Phoebe had? Oh my god, after that cow. Oh my word.
He looked like a cartoon bull with like steam coming out of his nostrils and just full bore ahead, man. It was perfect.
He really did. And I was actually afraid of the cows because they're big and they weren't fenced in and they had calves. It was scary.
Yeah, free range cattle is a different thing to encounter for sure. Can't say it's not scary. I mean, it's definitely interesting to come across, you know, two or three, let alone 20 of them on the road.
Yeah.
But it's kind of neat too, at the same time, to think that there's space yet for people to free range their cattle. Like, that's kind of cool at the same time.
I agree. It is really cool. So let's talk about where you were a little bit, because I mentioned that you are by a small town called Shingletown, which we'll get to, bigger town Anderson and biggest town Reading. But describe the place a little bit.
So we had 40 acres in the middle of nowhere. And it was a very unique spot. We were, I don't know how many miles we are from Mount Lassen out here, but Mount Lassen erupted, I want to say about 1915, 1918. And when she erupted, she blew rocks all over with many, many mile radius. And our property we had, the rocks from her were still there, and that's what created that land. And so there's rocks on surface, rocks underground. So it would kind of, it made things more interesting doing things on the property because of that. But it was just, the rocks were beautiful in themselves. They're beautiful red rock, and it was red clay, and it's awesome.
Yep. And we were at the edge of it because when you were driving from our property from the north, you could see the line where it went from just normal pasture to lava rock pasture. Like, there was a very distinct line. It was very beautiful to see that. And then, yeah, it was just so unique to have red lava rock just covering your property. It was a unique property for sure. Yeah.
And you didn't mention that this property was off-grid.
Oh, yes, off-grid living. Yes. So we bought the property, never lived off-grid before in our life. We had a bit of a learning curve. So we had solar panels, battery bank, and then we also had a generator in the winter when the sun wasn't out. Yeah. And we had to run that too. It was so much fun trying to learn how to live within the parameters of the electricity our property produced. No running large appliances together at the same time. No running things at night. Just timing your power usage. And can I do laundry today or do I need to? Can I wait one more day? And just timing everything and planning everything out. It took a lot more effort than what we ever thought, but it was a beautiful way to live and not to be reliant on the power company out here in California, because, well, they're no fun. But it definitely, a lot of extra work and energy went into living that way. It was a beautiful way.
That was just a little taste of what this property was like and the home that they had. Sean and Katie have since moved off that property, having sold it after I left. What was going on internally for me was a lot of discomfort and a lot of gratitude and peace. I felt like that home was the place that I was meant to land to begin my journey. I had such a feeling of support and love from them, even from the land around there, and just the energetics of that area. In my journal, I wrote on February 2nd, some things down, and I'd like to share because it will, again, paint a picture of the internal stuff going on and not just the external stuff. So this was from February 2nd. Anything good in your past is a harbinger of what is to come in greater quantities. This is part of a Hafiz poem, and I'll probably read it on this show if I haven't yet. And then another part of that poem says, whatever beauty you have known, you will know 1,000 times more. Last thing, and I have this starred, you have tied heaven's hands behind her back and veiled her face. Otherwise, her lips you would know any time you desired. What that brings up for me is heaven is always present within us, always. We have the ability to kiss beauty at any moment, but we can't. And the reason we can't is because we have tied heaven's hands behind her back. We have bound her. We have veiled her face so we don't see the freedom and beauty that is present for us and within us at all times. Remembering that, what can we do? Well, we can unbind her hands and we can unveil her face and we can kiss her or him or whatever. Here's what I wrote in my journal that day. Oh, today, on the 3D level, on this material physical plane, I was really uncomfortable. I mean, really super cold. And the internet isn't working well. Maybe it'll improve, and maybe not. But inside, I'm still super calm. I just want to make a note about the internet, and you'll hear this later, but I needed it for work. I was working remotely. So that's why the whole internet issue was an issue. Otherwise, not so much. This unsettling is giving me a chance to see what my needs are and to see what desires I am trying to make fulfill those needs. One thing I know for sure is that I want a warmer place to live. Let me rephrase that. At this moment, I feel or think that I lack a warmer place to live. Is this true? No, not entirely. I could have totally gone to my parents' place in Minnesota, which would have been colder outside but warmer inside. When I check in, I get stay put. I get a full-on stay put where you are. If I feel into other places on the map, it's the same as when I was moving to Ashland. It's the same as when I was moving to Oahu or Hawaii. Yeah, Minnesota is an option, but it doesn't feel like here does. Here feels like fairy light land. It feels spacious. I feel very constricted and cold. Yet this place feels open and light. It is a chance and a challenge, and I'm hearing to sit tight. It will warm up soon, and it will open up soon. I am smiling. This will always make me smile, and I can rest in the beauty and love of that. This is the phrase that I wrote down, and this is the text that Jared sent to me while I was on Maui, and he was in Seattle, and then I wrote that song. Everything is right, the way it is, right now. Major contrast I was experiencing in California with this beautiful, loving, nurturing space to land and the internal fear of simply not knowing what in the heck I was getting myself into. Just knowing that it was time to get myself into it and that I would be led as long as I followed my soul. Thank you so much, Sean and Katie. We will talk with you again next time. And until next time, if you'd like to support the show, please go to buymeacoffee.com/100ways. And we are sending all the love and then some more. We'll talk tomorrow. Thank you for exploring with me today. I would love to continue this conversation with you. We can do that at laurachristine.us. You'll find contact in the menu, or you can go to laurachristine.us/contact, and you'll be taken right to it. Let's dive in a little deeper and see how fully we can flow with the duh. Thank you for being here. I would love to hear from you. Go to laurachristine.us to let me know your thoughts on this. And remember, as Rumi said, there are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground. Also, you can't fuck it up. I said that.